Salutations and greetings. Welcome to Neville Mind Tricks, a place where we mentally call each other by our preferred adjectives. Today, we're going to talk about a sluice box hero. Sluice box hero. Now, I don't know even if I'm pronouncing the word right, but bonus points if you have a song stuck in your head. It's a foreign-sounding song, Sluice Box Hero. So this past week, I was on a conference call at the office. It's one of these required calls that, unless you're participating in it, you don't really look forward to being on it. Now, I don't know if there's a way for them to track who's on there. I'm sure there is by the number of people that called in and how long you stay on. You know, with technology these days, you could do a fantastically phenomenal amount of things. So everyone's on this call because, you know, you got to check the box and be a good corporate employee. Now, I thought this was going to be like 30, 40 minute call at the most. It ended up being darn near close to 2 hours. And the entire call to me was kind of like the cartoon that's named after a legume. And there's a dog. I don't think the dog talks, but the dog hangs out with a bird and philosophizes and whatnot. Bunch of little kids. But anyway, when the adults talk, it's wah, 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 wah. So that was exactly what this call is like. If you work in, ever worked in, or ever watch programs, or know somebody that works in a corporate environment, they could probably attest to this. So anyway, about 2 hours into the call, and that's a great thing about working remotely and not having to be in a conference room, because I'm sure we've all experienced the ones where you have these boring calls that are putting you to sleep and everyone has to sit in the conference room to quote unquote pay attention, even though nobody's really paying any attention. Everyone's just kind of looking at the clock and waiting for it to end. But anyway, towards the end, someone said something. I have no clue who it was, but it was really good. It was superbly good, very insightful. And I wrote it down, and there you go. Hence the sluice box. Sluice box. Again, I'm probably saying it wrong, but I'm sure you know what it is. It's kind of like panning for gold. If you really don't know anything about panning for gold, maybe this particular episode's not for you, or you can look it up. But there's a thing called a sluice box, which I guess folks that are into the gold prospecting go to like these streams and rivers and set them up, and there's a way for them to sift through a bunch of water and pebbles and sand and rocks and whatnot in the hopes to end up with a little bit of gold. To each their own, right? So that's kind of how I felt with this call. It's, you know, 2 hours out of my day. But again, luckily working remotely, I was still able to get a large glut of work done, a huge amount of work done, while kind of halfway lessening, checking the box that I was on with on the call. Now, this reminds me of some of the content that's out there today. Now, at first, when I was thinking about recording this, I was like, just like Neville and coaching type content. But there's other junk out there also. And I'm not calling. Now, pure Neville isn't junk. Somebody with a great reading voice reading Neville isn't junk. Stuff like this is good. Quick to the point. I like to keep the episodes under 20 minutes, usually shorter. I know some run a little longer, but maybe an average 16, 17 minutes. If you fast forward or faster, you could get the point get the message across a lot sooner. But it made me laugh because somebody was telling me, now this was a while back, but I still, it's off and on where I get these suggestions where people are like, oh, I found this particular coach, you should listen to them. And I know I'm Mr. Blanket Statement, and so be it. It makes my life easier and a little more time efficient. Is I'm not going to listen to a sex appeal coach. I'm not going to listen to a little kid coach. I'm not going to listen to a bro science coach. So it's not just picking on one particular gender. And, you know, there's older people that coach too. A lot of them are, or a few of them that I know are full of gobbledygook. Some might be all right. And if I come across something that I think is all right, I'll listen to it once in a while. But these people would be like, oh, you should listen to this person. They're really good. And they're like reading the Begats for 4 hours or what have you. And I'm like, no, it's not a good use of time. That's the way I see it anyway. Now, I have a different challenge set up for the upcoming month, for the month of July. But you could use this as a challenge instead, or use it for another month, week, whatever, is the Schlussbox Hero. Basically, instead of sifting through a bunch of crap to get one or two good insights about Neville, why don't you just listen to Neville? Kind of a novel concept, right? If you have 2 hours to listen to something, why not listen to something that's jam-packed with goodness? Or if you're going to sit there and read something, why read something that some random a-hole, from Canada, a-hole, wrote, where they're just kind of making stuff up as they go along? Read a Neville lecture. If it's too power-packed, spend the 2 hours contemplating one thought, contemplating a page, contemplating a chapter. So the Neville Mind Trick of today, the Schlussbox Hero, is one. If you want to learn me on how to pronounce that, let me know. Just not a word that I hear a lot of. And stop sifting through a bunch of garbage to get a couple good insights. Stick to man, myth, legend. This has been today's message from the Neville Sphere. And until next year, congratulations on being the Schlussbox Hero.